This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, it's Friday night. Merry Christmas season's greetings to you all. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Any of you that have tuned in on any of these streams, you're looking at the title of tonight's stream, which is Gun Owners ... Let me explain something to you. This is all based, if you read enough medical journals and the propaganda from the medical organizations, you would think that all doctors hate guns. We know better than that from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. But most of the medical journal articles on gun ownership could easily be headlined, "Buy a gun and you are going to die." It reminds me of, Mean Girls, where you remember the gym teacher who was teaching sex ed, and he said, "You'll catch this and you'll die." That's what it reminds me of. A closer look shows that the American Medical Association membership continues to dwindle, and the anti-gun studies invading medical journals are a little more than junk science nowadays. Most of this junk science has been generated by big grants from the CDC. The CDC's involvement is a story all by itself. Dr. Arthur Kellerman teamed up with medical examiner Dr. Donald Ray in the 1980s to study gun homicides in King County, Washington, where they both were situated. They concluded that guns in the home were associated with more deaths, 84% of them being suicides, than with attackers or burglars killed in self-defense. And they wrote, "We're going to systematically build a case that owning firearms causes deaths. We're doing the most we can do given the political realities." And given the political realities simply means, of course, that they can't push for confiscation yet. And that was really not surprising. People do not choose to own a gun in the hopes of winning the body count. Studies have shown that defenders against burglary, for instance, rarely shoot unless forced to, and few sane burglars want to push them that far. Between 95 and 99% of the time when a defensive gun use occurs, they do not send the criminal to the morgue. Kellerman and Ray even admitted the limitations of their study, noting, "Mortality studies such as ours do not include cases in which burglars or intruders are wounded or frightened away by the use or display of a firearm. Cases in which would-be intruders may have purposely avoided a house known to be armed are also not identified. We do not report the total numbers or extent of non-lethal firearm injuries involving guns kept in the home. A complete determination of firearm risks versus benefits would require that those figures be known." So in other words, what they did, their study actually proved nothing about whether private firearm ownership was good or bad. And the mass media, of course, that little caveat they threw in there, it was actually honest. They ignored that one and reported the conclusion is firearms in the home do more harm than good. Kellerman's work caught the attention of the CDC, which was more concerned about achieving an anti-gun agenda than with getting solid data. And at least they were honest about it. CDC's Dr. Mark Rosenberg told the Washington Post, we need to revolutionize the way we look at guns, like what we did with cigarettes. Used to be that smoking was a glamour symbol. Cool, sexy, macho. Now it's dirty, deadly, and banned. Not exactly. Another CDC official had this to say. We're going to systematically build a case about owning firearms. Now, for that agenda, treating guns as a medical issue and publishing in medical journals offered a key advantage. Editorial ignorance. And for 20-plus years, all serious studies of guns and gun control have been published in journals of criminology or sociology. A number of criminologists had distinguished themselves in the field. David Bordua, Alan Lizotte, Gary Kleck, they all stood out as experts. And they had generally found that violent crime rates were not affected by gun control or by the percent of households that owns guns as far as pushing them up. Most of these authors, it might be added, had started out assuming that gun control reduced crime rates. And then they changed their minds when they found that the data pointed in the other direction. Gary Kleck, ACLU member. Okay? Most academic journals feature peer review, in which a potential article is sent to recognize experts for their critique. Sending a manuscript to a journal of criminology would risk it running into editors and peer reviewers who knew that they were talking, knew what they were talking about and who might respond. But Bordeaux reached the opposite conclusion, and his methodology was far better than this article's, or Kleck showed why that approach didn't work, or 10 years ago, or, you know, that kind of thing. That they would have that kind of a discussion. Submitting this manuscript to medical journals solved this problem for the anti-gun crowd because there was not going to be any peer review going on there. A peer reviewer who was, say, an expert on mosquito-borne tropical diseases would not know the many existing criminological studies done in the past, nor would he know that a statistical tool useful in studying malaria was of no value in studying violent crime. And there was also another consideration to using medical journals. Recall how often you've read of one medical study debunking an earlier one, or have been told this or that for your health, only to be told later that that diet was terrible. Remember, cigarettes used to have vitamin C. 2005 article by John Leonatis, titled Why Most Published Research Findings Are False, demonstrated that this was a very widespread problem in medical writings. Medical journals are predisposed to publish anything that says one thing, causes or cures another, and have minimal capability to double-check the author's claims. And the CDC grant recipients took full advantage of these matters and quickly found that the New England Journal of Medicine was open to publishing anything, anything at all, anti-gun. So, here, the first thing that we get is handgun regulations, crime, assaults, and homicide, a tale of two cities, comparing Seattle, Washington, and Vancouver, British Columbia. And that's what opened up the opened up all the money. All these studies grabbed some stuff, and then they started to be debunked. But the CDC very shortly had a rider attached to their funding forbidding spending to promote gun control. And to make sure it got the agency's attention, Congress also took the $2.6 million it had misused and earmarked that sum for true medical research. So they fined them. And then the CDC became cautious and began spending its funds on researching cancer and AIDS and the Zika virus and other things that involved disease control. That hasn't completely stopped the production of junk science in the medical journals, but it does mean that Michael Bloomberg of the Joyce Foundation, rather than taxpayers, are now having to finance it. Yeah. The CDC. That just cracks me up. That just tears me up. It does. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about, there's more and more stuff coming out about the Russians and the hacking and all this other stuff. And we're going to examine some of that stuff just because I want to and because, well, it's not going away. It probably isn't going to ever go away as long as Donald Trump is president. So we have to make sure that they understand that we know what we're talking about. You are listening to Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the first thing about the quote-unquote hack, we did not so much as have a hack. We had an information dump. That information was obtained via a hack, and it was actually not even a hack. It was because of a typo, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Here we have an exchange by current outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and the Washington Post's David Ignatius discussing what happened, in his view, on election night.
I think it's important to note that on election night, and we had our guard up for this. We, you know, our cyber experts at DHS, had our crisis action team ready. On election night, we did not see anything that amounted to altering ballot counts or degrading the ability to report election results or anything, nothing out of the ordinary. There's always a certain amount of noise that goes on out there. And so on election night itself, we did not see anything that affected the ballot count.
So I should ask in that context, whether you can assure the country, based on what you saw that night and your analysis since, that Russian hacking did not affect the outcome of the election. Are you confident of that?
Well, we see no evidence that hacking by any actor altered the ballot count or any cyber actions that deprived people of voting. Whether the disclosures that were made that we pointed out in our October 7th statement altered public opinion, it's not, that's beyond my level of expertise.
Now, what he's basically saying, they're using a combination of terminology to make you think Donald Trump's election result was not legitimate. They're using a hacked election, right? With the same, but I mean, all this information was coming out piecemeal. And none of the hacking, I mean, Obama knew about the hacking. He did not take the cyber attacks seriously until Hillary lost. And then it became a serious issue. It's not surprising that the DHS was on guard election night after weeks of warnings about Russian hacks on political organizations, like the DNC and the Centers for American Progress, which are both liberal. And whether or not those warnings were accurate is still a matter of some debate, although U.S. intel agencies seem to agree that Russia was involved at least. But, I mean, we're always involved in cyber attacks. The Chinese do it. We do it to our allies. Our allies do it to us. And a careful listen, well, okay, anyway. The White House has said all along that there's no evidence that voting systems got penetrated because that would have been impossible to do. And giving, you know, we have a decentralized voting infrastructure. There's no, it's not feeding into this one central hub. And when you listen to Johnson, it makes it clear that he's saying the same thing and being careful not to go any further than that. But Ignatius does ask him whether the Russian hacking influenced the outcome, and he demurs. We see no evidence by hacking that hacking by any actor altered the ballot count or any cyber actions, whether the disclosures that were made that we pointed out on our October 7th statement altered public opinion. That's beyond my level of expertise. So really, truly, what we have here is an information dump. Nobody has disputed what they got from Podesta's emails as being genuine. Ignatius's question addresses the acute complaint about Russian hacking and the argument for having electors overturn Trump's election. And Johnson pointedly refuses to answer that question, wisely sticking to what he knows and what he can prove. The Ignatius question doesn't have a data-based answer. It's a matter of opinion, not of proof. And it is, in effect, a Rorschach test, if you think that voters are essentially idiots who can't help but be hoodwinked by fake news and gossip about emails, then, of course, the answer is yes. If you think that Hillary Clinton had a long history of being unlikable and whose baggage was self-created, then, of course, the answer is no. And Hillary's defenders have largely argued that the Russian hacks created her favorability problems, and left the voters our stupid argument mainly unspoken. But is that true? Remember that Philip Bump performed an analysis in March 2015 before the DNC hacks had even started, showing that Hillary wound up underwater in every electoral cycle except 2006, whether she ran for office or not. And it's tough to blame the Russian hacks for that. And by June 2015, way before the DNC emails were published by WikiLeaks, her favorables had already dropped into negative territory. She's the one out there. Everybody out there says the whole deplorable thing is what. And she did that. She said it. 2 months ago, Hillary's favorability rating in the CNN series was 53 to 44 plus 9 result. Now it's 46 to 50. And the CNN series never had Hillary's favorability in negative territory in the 2008 presidential race. The worst result she had was 49-44, but spent most of the campaign in double-digit positives, while Gallup had her consistently in negative territory. And scoring that badly in CNN's poll just 4 years after her September 2011 peak, 69-26, and 8 months after her 59-38, is a breathtaking decline. The dramatic drop in favorability took place a long time before the Russian hacks came into play at all. They were largely driven by her email scandal and her refusal to stop lying about it. And the emails that really drove the nails into her political coffin got released by the State Department, not WikiLeaks. Without that secret unauthorized email system and her refusal to turn over all records at once, James Comey would not have had any role in this election. Now, as a matter of discourse, let me just say that this does not mean that we should not look into things. But listen, we're being spied upon. We're being hacked. All of that is out there. But, I mean, Josh Earnest, the outgoing spokeshole for President Obama, got out there and said, we have the best cyber security capability in the world. And, well, apparently the DNC did not share in that one. So, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, too, when we get back. Merry Christmas. You are listening to Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That portion of the show, or this portion of the show, is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Go check out the specials I got going on right now. One of the biggest objections that sane people on this planet have to Muslim immigration is that there's an unknown number of immigrants who are, in the words of Donald Trump Jr., poisoned Skittles who will commit acts of terrorism. Remember that little demonstration that guy's got out there, the numbers guy, where he shows you the Skittles and the problem with immigration. This poison Skittle problem is a very valid concern, but it's not the only one. The fact is that a much greater percentage of Muslims who may not commit terrorist acts nonetheless are in favor of imposing Sharia law in the area where they live. One poll said that 40% of Muslims in Britain want Sharia enforced. So knowing that, it should come as little surprise that over 1,000 Muslims marched in London demanding the establishment of an Islamic caliphate in Great Britain. We have this. Over 1,000 British Muslims took the streets of London on Tuesday in a show of force, blocking off a central London square to call for a caliphate while the crowd chanted Allahu Akbar. We need a caliph who will clean up these streets. We will smack up armies and we will back beef fighting. Backhand your missiles back to your land. That's the plan. World domination at hand. We can expand and take out these fools. Those were the words of a poet invited to address the raucous crowd outside the Syrian embassy in central London, who cheered and yelled, "Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest," in support of his calls of war. Crowd, mostly drawn from mosques across London, was largely self-segregated, with many of the women wearing Islamic clothing. It soon grew to block off the entire road, with many in the crowd waving what looked to be the Taliban flag, while others were handed placards made by Hizb-ut-Tahrir Britain, which calls for the reestablishment of a caliphate. Okay. If you have a group, and 40% of that group supports something like Sharia, there is no way to vet out that group. There's no way to get them all out of that group. You can't separate the religious Muslims who want to practice their religion only for themselves from religious Muslims who want to impose it on others. There simply is no test for that. And that's why, and I've said it before, immigration from Muslim countries must stop until the aggressive attitude of Islam changes. If there are refugees from countries in conflict, why can't they go to any of the other dozens of Muslim countries not in conflict? Well, because at the heart of it, most of them are economic refugees, and they want to colonize the West and make it their own. They want to weaponize immigration, in other words. This demonstration and the polling behind it challenges the media's narrative that the vast majority of Muslims are moderates who simply want to practice their religion in private and leave everyone else alone. What will be the end result of this type of immigration in London? Well, are you going to find calls to prayer blaring out of loudspeakers at 4 a.m.? As you can in some neighborhoods now here in the United States near Detroit? Are you going to be walking about and find radicalized Muslims patrolling the no-go zones where the police are afraid to go, harassing anyone who isn't sufficiently devout like you have in Sweden? It's not racist for us to say we have to stop Muslim immigration now. Let me explain a little further for you, if I may. In Australia, and I think it was this year, they foiled a plot where some Australian Muslim refugees, were going to start doing a little walkabout and lopping off of heads. They decided to shock as many of them as they could. So they were just going to get out there, scimitars in hand, and go around cutting off heads. If you're walking around walking your dingo or your dog or whatever you call it in Australia, they were going to walk up on you and cut your head off. And then cut your dog's head off because they hate dogs. Muslims hate dogs. Dogs are bad creatures in the world of Islam. In Sweden, they have 55 no-go zones. And that has probably expanded since I have read it the last time. One time in Sweden, some cops accidentally chased a perpetrator into one of the no-go zones, and then they literally had to fight their way out alone because the rest of the Swedish cops were not going to go in there to help them. So they had to get out on their own. They were disavowed, if you will. It was like a Mission Impossible mission. In Dearborn, Michigan, there have been Christians arrested for passing out Christian tracts from the Bible in Dearbornistan. Yeah. So these things are already happening. They're already happening in places. In a country the size of the United States where we have 34 Muslim of America outposts. We have one right here in South Carolina, which are a little better, according to the FBI, than training grounds, where they have established their own little, their own little compounds. Nobody apparently goes in there and messes with them. At some point, we're going to have to look at the things the way the French do. Because after the Parisian attacks, the French have decided to crack down on these guys, and they're kicking in doors and finding weapons and all this other stuff, and this is what they are. They want Sharia. They back Sharia. And Sharia is, it's not like saying, well, I'm Episcopalian. Sharia is a, it's culture. It's a law. It's a financial system. It's everything. It's all things. And most of the women that we know that walk around today, it's wintertime, so they're wearing a coat, and their face is uncovered, and their hair may be uncovered, and their hands are uncovered. They would be harlots, and they would be beaten with steel rods, maybe murdered, maybe raped and murdered, because that's the Sharia way. Definitely disfigured. So, do we want that? Do we want that in the West? This is not me being xenophobic or Islamophobic. These guys kill people. They kill their own people. They kill their own people in the name of Sharia. Now, just imagine that you're a Catholic taking communion and you say the wrong thing, and the priest cuts your head off. That's what it's like. That's what it would be like. So, when we get back, we're going to look at the version of Islam that the Washington Post is putting out versus the version that Donald Trump is putting out, which is actually closer to my version. This is Lock and Load.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Yes, it is. And check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The Trump campaign against radical Islam didn't pull any punches, and why should they have? You're talking about a system which has hundreds of millions or more adherents who would love to blow the United States clean off the map, after Israel, of course. But if you were to listen to Jackson Deal of the Washington Post, it's Trump and his advisors who believe in something they call civilizational conflict. Presumably, he read a book by a guy named Samuel Huntington called The Clash of Civilizations. Deal says that Trump's appointee, Stephen K. Bannon, speaks in terms of a long history of the Judeo-Christian West's struggle against Islam. Michael T. Flynn, the incoming National Security Advisor, is also in favor of a world war against a messianic mass movement of evil people. And actually, Flynn has got the measure of things. He once wrote, "I don't believe that all cultures are morally equivalent, and I think the West, and especially America, is far more civilized, far more ethical, and moral." Well, of course we are. We've got iTunes. Jackson Deals thinks that such Islamophobic words are counterproductive, that those kinds of words cause rather than solve problems. Words. Yeah. Let me ask a question. Is systematically lying about Islam a smoking hot policy to pursue? Are there fewer Islamic terrorists today than there were 20, 10 years ago? Are Muslims as a whole becoming more moderate? Is there a Muslim reform movement spreading across the world, or even in Europe, or even in the U.S.? So let's do something novel. Let's tell the truth about Islam, like Flynn and millions of others are attempting to do. Jackson Deal laid out his own cards on the table when he says that Francois Fillon's book, Conquering Islamic Totalitarianism, is an example of what he calls anti-Muslim rhetoric. Deal even has a problem with the suicidal Islamophile Angela Merkel. He said that she felt obliged to strike an anti-Islamic pose last week, proposing a crackdown on the minuscule number of German women who wear a burqa. I think they all should be stripped of the burqa. He also has a big problem with Egypt's Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, whom Trump supports. Do you prefer the Muslim Brotherhood regime? You know, the movement that has traditionally persecuted and bombed the Christian Copts of Egypt? Well, Jackson Deal endorses the leftist theory that if only Muslims were freed from Western-backed dictatorships, then they'd embrace democracy. And that, in and of itself, is a barefaced lie. There are a small number, of Muslim Democrats dotted around the world. But most Muslims don't have a problem with, for example, al-Sisi's regime in Egypt because it's a dictatorship, as Deal argues. And they have a problem with it because it's not Islamic enough. That's the problem they have with it. And there is a massive movement in the Muslim world fighting against pro-Western autocracies. But it's not fighting for Western democracy or secularism. It's fighting for Sharia law and Islamic totalitarianism, hence the title of Francois Fillon's book, which Deal castigates. He tears it apart. So we can never win this civilizational conflict if we keep on insisting that Islam itself is blameless and only some of its adherents are to blame. How many white swans do we need to see before we can say all swans are white? Now, Jackson Deal finishes his story of blameless Islam by turning a positive into a negative. He writes, Trump's aim will be to quarantine or oppress the region and its religion. The worst foreseeable outcome is that he will succeed. Deal wants more Islamophilia and thus more suicidal diplomacy and some sanctimonious interfaith sprinkled into it. And that is, he wants more of the same. And more of the same simply means more Islamic terror in Europe and the United States. It has been weakness, young Mr. Deal, that has worked, that hasn't worked so far, not strength. That's the problem. Your problem is that you want to be weak and throw it out there. Harry Reid on his way out the door. I can't wait for Harry Reid to no longer to be in front of a camera, because right now he has lost all sense of decency and proportion regarding the release of the Podesta and the DNC emails by WikiLeaks. They're trying to transform the hacking and release of those emails because of the stupidity of Podesta to an invasion by the Russians who caused the loss of Patsuit and her expected coronation to the presidency. And Reid assumes that the Russians hacked Podesta's emails and says that this is the same as the attack on 9/11. He said, I think this is as big a deal as Watergate 9/11. Harry Reid is a partisan hack. Okay? He will say and do anything to win. And he has gone way beyond the pale here. He's comparing this to the 9/11 when we lost 3,000 people that were at work. That was their crime. They were at work. They were working that day. Are any of the Democrats going to stand up and disavow Scary Harry? No, because as retiring minority leader, he is speaking for the Democratic Party. That's how they all feel, which includes the mainstream media. And he is the designated hitter because he is retiring, and he hasn't got anything to lose now. So don't expect to see the mainstream media or Obama or Pantsuit or Chucky Schumer and the rest of the Democrats to stand up and condemn him. That's not going to happen. Reid, in 2012, was the attack dog. And he was the one that lied about Mitt Romney not paying his income taxes for 10 years. Recently, he revealed and bragged about the fact that he had lied. And he said that he lied because it helped Obama win. And then he said they can call it whatever they want. Romney didn't win, did he? The Democratic Party as a whole and their cheerleaders in the mainstream media cannot accept that the voters rejected Hillary and they elected Trump. So the campaign now is to discredit the election of Trump and weaken his presidency. It started with the stupid Jill Stein recount, supported by Hillary, which have all failed. Hillary's lost again in three states. She's lost twice in three states in a month. And now the narrative is that Hillary has won the popular vote, and the Russians interfered with the election to help Trump, which are actually two contradictory positions. Because here's the thing about the popular vote. Winning popular votes is important, but after a certain point, after you have won a state, every vote after that point is wasted. It's a wasted, there's no return on that anymore. After you get all of the electoral votes from the state, getting another million votes from that state does nothing for you. It does nothing for you. It's like having the punch bowl full to the lid of punch, and now it's overflowing the sides. Maybe those crafty Russians affected only the vote in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. That argument that the Russians helped to acted to help Trump is pure speculation. It has no credible evidence. And, I mean, everybody out there knows that. Nothing's going to change. And, you know, Harry Reid, he has gone to a new low. That's fine. Nobody expected him to take the high road on the way out of town. But what he needs to do now is just complete that transformation, become Harry Reid, old man who gets beat up by Nordic tracks, retire, and let somebody else get involved in that. I'm waiting to see that happen. Hour number two coming up.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.